what are you doing up this early? You know you were up late listening to Jimmy and Nath from 7 till 10.
Right around the country on the Hit Network or the Listener app.
Now, what are you... Oh, I know what you're here for. You greedy little thing. You're looking for a...
Little bit.
Welcome to a little bit of Jimmy and Nath. It's not a lot. It's just a little bit.
We don't have to talk about this for the whole time, but I would like to start this little bit with a public apology.
You have your own, my friend. You can say anything.
Yeah.
It's up to me to respond.
But I just want to warn people listening, if you're really against apologies,
you can
turn it off for the next minute.
A minute. All right. Just wait. I'll time it.
Yeah. I've got a minute. Right, a minute to apologize. And you can respond. It's a conversation. But as soon as the minute's over, that's when the apology finishes.
Okay, here we go.
All right.
Three, two, one.
Okay. My apology goes out to Digital Kira. Digital Kira, I sincerely apologise to you
because into the apology.
There was a little bit that we did involving tarot cards.
10 seconds into the apology.
Jesus, gone for a long time. Should have said 30 seconds.
Yeah, I know.
Or tarot cards, however you call them.
Like a carrot.
Yeah, like a car. I think that's actually how you say it.
Carrot.
Kakarot. Lancelot.
Kakarot was Goku's Saiyan name.
Vegeta was it really?
Vegeta would call him that. Remember he
I used to laugh at Vegeta because it sounded like vagina. Anyway, apologies to Digital Kira.
Speaking of
chicken Vegetas over here, I need to apologise to you because the tarot card reading episode, of which I was openly and publicly dismissive of.
I enjoyed it. I went first.
No, you were a fan of it. I was very openly
not. 5 seconds left.
I'm sorry. It did really well. The end.
That's
cool. Minute. Anyway.
And now every Tuesday, we're going to be doing Tarot Tuesdays.
No, it's Tarot Tuesdays. But it did really well. So well done, everybody watching and listening to that. Well,
look, I enjoyed it. I found it interesting. I don't believe it.
I still didn't enjoy it, but I need to swallow my pride and eat my hat or eat my tarot card sometimes. And I'm happy to do it again because it did very well.
I don't think eating your tarot card.
No, that's what you do. You pick one up and you eat it. Isn't that what you do? No? I don't know. But it did really well. So well done, Digital Kira. And thank you, everybody, for listening to. Yeah.
I got
tarots.
Speaking of tarots,
you got a tarot story.
Yeah, well, my girlfriend does it.
She knew it too.
She's really good friends with Digital Kira.
Yeah.
They got their girls trip.
Oh, yeah. They got to Europe.
25 or something. What are you? Yeah.
Did you get that loan from your parents to go? Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
You know she comes from.
I don't know how she.
Money. Yeah, of course. You know, I'm like. They've got a huge. What? Who did someone die?
Yeah.
Who? Uncle or grandfather?
Yeah.
Oh, with the farm. Who used to eat the rabbits or what did he do? Shoot the rabbits or something.
Yeah. We got to shoot them before you eat them.
That's true. Yeah.
Well, I mean, you don't want to eat a live rabbit.
No, you don't.
No, because my girlfriend Charlotte was asking me about some tarot reading she'd got. She's like,
what's... She was asking you about it.
Like, well,
as the expert on the matter.
She was asking me, like, real advice. Like, so say the reading was like, you're going to have a problem at work. She goes, what should I do about that work problem? And I go, what work problem? She goes, the one the tarot card said I was going to have.
See, this is why I don't like it, because it creates unnecessary stress.
And I'm
because
an idiot.
Of a little bit of cardboard.
Because I'm watching footy, so I'm not really participating mentally in the conversation.
Of course,
so I'm in autopilot. So I go, well, it's not real.
That didn't go down well?
No, it didn't go down well.
You want to weigh in on the little cardboard Uno cards?
You'll have to cross-reference this with your girlfriend, but I'm 90% sure at the beginning of last year she got a tarot reading from a psychic or something like that. Said a like good man was going to come into her life.
Yeah, see, they're not true.
Well, I hope you enjoyed your... Hey! That's enough. You don't get greedy. You tune into Jimmy and Nath from 7 till 10, and we'll be back the next morning for another...
Little bit.